Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Good morning. The headline. Kantanchi MP dumps PF as he explores other parties for adoption ahead of August polls. Police intensify patrols targeting hosts of illegal miners in the northwestern province. And in global news, Trump warns Iran time is running out for nuclear deal as U.S. military builds up in the Gulf. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Patriotic Front Kantanchi Member of Parliament Anthony Mumba has announced that he will not contest this year's general elections on the PF ticket. Mr. Mumba has cited persistent party wrangles and mistreatment over the past 5 years as reasons for his decision. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mumba has described his tenure in the PF as torturous, stating that he can no longer endure the treatment he has received, particularly the ridicule he claims to have faced whenever his views appeared to align with those of the UPND government. He says he will carefully assess various political options before deciding which party ticket he will contest on, excluding the PF. Mr. Mumba says the ruling UPND is among the parties he may consider joining, or he may run as an independent candidate.
We're in a democracy, but if you're going to be in a party where others feel they are more important and their voice is more important, their reasoning is more important, if you express a different opinion than you have been paid by UPND or your hired gun, I think that somebody like myself who still feels that I still have something to offer beyond Kantanchi constituency for my country, Zambia, which I love so much, I think to remain in the PF party will be quite toxic for me. So I think 2026 I'll not be available. I'll look at political parties that will be able to speak to my aspiration, of course.
Northwestern Province Commissioner of Police, Brighton Siwale, says officers have intensified patrols and will arrest anyone found hosting the recently cleared illegal miners from the Kikonge mine area. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Siwale said foot patrols are currently being conducted in Mufumbwe District to ensure communities are safe, and has issued a stern warning that not only the miners themselves, but also those who shelter them will be arrested. This follows a joint operation involving the Zambia Army, Zambia Air Force, police and other agencies to clear all illegal miners for unlawful mining activities in the area. He has urged residents not to entertain undocumented immigrants alleged to still be in the province, saying efforts to root out illegal miners are entering a new phase that will go beyond the mining pits themselves. He said officers on patrol are using concerted efforts with communities to arrest accomplices, and the public is expected to apply pressure on multiple fronts to help curb illegal mining activities. Mining unions have raised serious concern over the rising number of fatalities in Zambia's mining sector, warning that the loss of lives cannot be ignored, even as official accident figures show a slight decline. This follows a recent disclosure by Mines Minister Paul Kabuswe that while reportable mining accidents reduced from 92 in 2024 to 88 in 2025, fatalities increased from 12 to 20 in 2025. Commenting on this revelation, National Union of Miners and Allied Workers NUMAO President Sosi Mujika says the situation is alarming, pointing to deep gaps in safety enforcement, particularly in artisanal and illegal mining activities, which he describes as highly dangerous. Mr. Simujiga has called for closer collaboration between government, mine operators and trade unions to prioritize workers' safety.
We also take serious note of the minister's disclosure that while reported accidents reduced from 92 in 2024 to 88 in 2025. Fatalities increased to more than 20 in 2025 from 12 the previous year. For Numau, this is alarming and underscores the urgent need for stronger safety enforcement, especially in artisanal and illegal mining activities, as well as to enhance collaboration with the union to safeguard tribes.
Meanwhile, Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MUZ President Joseph Chewe, has described the situation as regrettable, calling for tougher consequences for mining companies that neglect safety. Mr. Chewe is advocating revising the current fines imposed on mines, arguing that stronger penalties would encourage companies to invest more in safety equipment, training, and systems that protect workers' lives.
We need to look at the penalties that are currently prescribed. I think we need to have stiffer penalties to the mines. As what we have seen, a person dies today, they close the area where that person has died, and the following day, or 3-4 days, 1 week, it remains open. So it is like business as normal or as usual. So I think we are calling for stiffer penalties for any mine where fatalities occurs, and especially if they found that there was negligence on the part of the mine.
Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala says Constituency Development Fund CDF utilization in the city has improved to more than 80% compared to last year. Ms. Chitangala attributes the turnaround to clearer prioritization of projects that serve community needs. She says improved oversight and project selection have driven higher spending, and that continued attention to community priorities is critical to sustaining the gains. Ms. Chitangala indicates that the city expects utilization rates to rise further as implementation of ongoing projects continues, ensuring funds are channeled into visible development across the constituencies it serves. Lusaka recorded poor CDF performance in June 2025, with spending on some community projects, bursaries and empowerment loans as low as 6% in certain areas and around 11% in others.
I think CDF in Lusaka has performed about 80%. We've done a lot of things and we've improved actually.
In global news, Donald Trump has warned Iran that time is running out to negotiate a deal on its nuclear program following the steady buildup of U.S. military forces in the Gulf. The U.S. president said a massive armada was moving quickly with great power, enthusiasm, and purpose towards Iran, referring to a large U.S. naval fleet. In response, Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, said the country's armed forces were ready with their fingers on the trigger to immediately and powerfully respond to any aggression by land or sea. We monitored the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
President Trump has again threatened Iran with military action, pressuring the country to negotiate a deal on nuclear weapons. Mr. Trump said a massive U.S. armada was moving towards the country. Democrats in the U.S. Senate have issued a list of demands designed to rein in the actions of federal immigration agents following the killings of two Americans in Minneapolis. They want the conditions attached to a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security, which needs to pass by the end of the week. Thousands of soldiers and police in Venezuela have taken part in a ceremony pledging loyalty to the interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, who assumed the leadership in early January after U.S. forces seized her predecessor, Nicolas Maduro.
This is the 8 Hours main news bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM.
What you doing?
Taking flight on air and online. Online.
And now the business news.
The Business News is brought to you by F&B. Help changes everything.
Help changes everything.
Petroleum expert Kafula Mubanga says fuel pump prices for the month of February are unlikely to see a significant reduction, despite the kwacha showing signs of strength. Dr. Mubanga tells Phoenix Business News that the best adjustment the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, could make is a reduction of about 1 kwacha per litre, or alternatively maintain the current pump price.